from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of those things, a couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the...
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with...
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic...
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker, as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it, then use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Coming to you from, I don't know, one of the best possible places to do a Happy Hour Friday show from, the Tito's Stillhouse at Eastlake Golf Course, day two of the Tour Championship. We're here from 11 to 2. Come by and see us, as many already have. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? You damn skippy. This is the best place to be on a Friday because we're surrounded by Tito's. And second, it's the coolest place at Eastlake right now.
It's the coolest place on the course.
It's the coolest place on the course right now, man. But, yeah, it is a happy hour Friday, getting you set for a big college football weekend. Mm-hmm. Obviously, holiday weekend, so we're all off on Monday and everything. But, yeah, man, I am psyched to be here. You give me your golf dissertation. I will not interrupt you this time. Who's leading?
Who
are the leaders?
What sucks, and we talk about it every year. Yes. I mean, the scoring system is so dumb.
Yes.
And then Scotty played so good yesterday. Tournament's over. Like, Scotty got a 7-stroke lead.
Okay.
Like, he's not going to – I mean, I guess he kind of coughed it up to Rory on Sunday a couple years ago, but, like, I mean
– Just as long as he don't go on the wrong side of town.
Like, that's true.
Like, say if he wanted to go down to, like – maybe he wants Wang's.
Yeah,
he head over to Magic, you know.
Next thing you know, he's at Fulton County.
You know what I'm saying? Because he done the wrong thing. He think he in Miami. You can't test your girls here, Scotty.
As long as Scotty Scheffler doesn't get arrested between now and Sunday afternoon, he's going to moonwalk to this golf
tournament. Okay,
he might win this thing by double digits, honestly.
Okay.
The way that he's playing, again, the fact that he starts tournament in the lead, the guys that were near him didn't play great yesterday. Hovland played really good yesterday, which is cool. He won it last year. But, yeah, Scotty shot a 66.
Yeah.
And he started the thing 10 under. So,
not fair.
Yeah. He's going to blow everybody. No, but again, that would be fitting, though, given what he's done this season. He's won 7 tournaments already this year. He won the Masters this year. He won the gold medal in the Olympics.
Yeah.
The only fitting way for this season to end is Scottie Scheffler blowing the field away at the Tour Championship, getting another 25 mil on the resume in earnings, and winning every award you could possibly win, Player of the Year, everything like that. So that's kind of what it is. Now, people were complaining about the firmness.
Oh, okay.
About how the greens, because new greens tend to be firm, and
right,
these are new greens.
Yes.
So it was a little bit of nothing better than professional golf whining.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, hey.
Tough. Was it hard for
I'll
you to play
you,
on it?
Who is the guy that does? And he has like the mullet, and he uses like the putter, the ugly putter that we both hate.
You talking about like Cam Smith?
Was that him? Is he here?
No, he wouldn't be here.
I saw some dude with a mullet with the damn thing over there on the putting green today.
Oh yeah, there's a okay.
And I just gave him a stern look.
Like the big broom putter.
Yeah. I gave him a stern look. Like ugh,
yeah,
just raggedy.
Yeah, no, I'm very stubborn in my golf club belief.
I'm with you.
Like,
I'm with you.
I'll putt mediocre with a putter that looks normal.
Yes.
Rather than be an elite putter with one of those 8-foot-long mallet.
You're a man of principles.
I am.
You're a man of principles.
I'm a stubborn fool.
Yeah,
is what I am.
Man with principles.
I'm a stubborn fool, but I'm proud of it. But anyway, we're here. We're here till 2 o'clock this afternoon. It is a happy hour Friday. Perfect place to be at the Tito Stillhouse. If you're coming by, say hello. We'd love to meet you.
Yeah,
got
man.
Got a chance to meet a bunch of listeners already today. If you can't come by, and I know not everybody can, send us a picture or whatever it is that you're drinking at TBM929, at RandyMac81 on Twitter. We'll give you a shout-out as well. Simple as that.
Yeah, man. I mean, last night stayed up late. Obviously, we'll talk about the Colorado game. If you want to talk about just a generational talented player.
Which one? Because there's two of them.
I mean, that damn 12. Wow.
Yeah, man.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
I got an opportunity to be on the team when Champ played like that, when Champ was playing offense and playing 100-plus plays a game and everything like that. So I've seen it, but not like that.
Yeah,
it was different.
And I think maybe it's because he got hurt last year and then Colorado fell off really hard in the second half of the season, all that stuff. Like, leading into this year, I know I've said a couple of different times when we've talked about various guys, whether it's Luther Burden or a couple of different guys, that might be the best player in college football. No, there's one best player in college football.
Yes.
He plays for Colorado and he wears number 12.
Yeah, he's a bad boy.
Travis Hunter is
he is special. Because when you watch him play, then coming up supporting the run, I mean, just an outstanding, just a performance by him and Shador and Hurst Shador at halftime. We got to score every time we get it because our defense can't stop. No, you got to do – your dad and Scott Linehan did the perfect thing for y'all in the second half. Control the ball.
Yeah.
Keep this damn defense off the field.
Yeah. Keep your defense off the field because it's not very good.
Keep on the field. And then the two times they get off the field, they get penalties.
Yeah, right.
Line up in neutral zone, and then the other Sanders boy does the dumb crap.
Yeah, and that's what it was going to take for Colorado to not win that game. They play clean, and a couple fluky things don't happen. They win that game by 3 touchdowns last night, and maybe even more because of the talent discrepancy and once momentum starts. But they did the thing that allows underdogs to win games.
Yes.
They made dumb mistakes on third down. They had the crazy fluky interception in the end zone when they were going in.
Yes.
Like they weren't converting points when they had opportunities to. But they moved the ball and without even running it.
Yes.
Like Shadur's throwing for 400 yards. That dude,
he's nice.
He
is so good. And I mean, he is tough as hell.
Yeah,
he gets beat up. He gets hit so much. I think the offensive line improved a little bit last year.
I think probably, but it was also North Dakota.
Exactly.
State.
They don't have an NFL pass rusher on their team. Exactly.
Yeah.
But it was a great game. I was come down to the last second and things like that.
God, if North Dakota State's quarterback had a better arm, that might have been a touchdown.
And it's all – you knew he was going to catch the ball.
You knew he was.
Yeah, you knew he was going
to knock it down.
Knock it down.
Unfortunately, he only had the arm to get – and I'm – whatever. It's a long way to throw the ball. But he only had the arm to get it to the 5. I half wondered if – because the lefty they had is a big quarterback.
Yes.
I don't know what his arm's like, but he's bigger.
It might have been a duck.
Maybe, He doesn't throw much. He's more of a runner.
Yeah, about it. Quack, quack, quack.
It was a fun game, though, man.
Shucky, ducky, quack, quack.
fun game to kick off week one of the college football season.
Yeah.
Tough break in the North Carolina Minnesota game. You hate to see Max Johnson hurt
and have
that happen.
That was crazy because he's a guy that's transferred, and got him somewhere. Won a starting job, and for him to go down like that, it's never good when somebody's on the cart. It was really I hate to see that. NC State was bull jiving around till they weren't. It's like, are you like
my phone was blowing up.
I know Jim was like
my father-in-law went to Western Carolina University.
I know he was on one last night.
Yeah.
And so they end up winning. Oklahoma's playing tonight. Anxious to see what that looks like. And of course you said we got a big big slay of college football. I got a chance to watch my boys last night because they were covering Tequila and championing them. They were on TBS Sports last night, and they got to watch their studio show, which is really cool.
I bet it was good.
It was really good and really cool last night. But, yeah, overall, everything was great. I know what we got to talk about.
Yeah, I know.
We got to do it just one time. It's not the worst loss, but this one hurt.
Yeah. There's been more embarrassing little league type losses.
Yeah. This one hurt yesterday.
No, this one that one stung.
Yeah.
That one really stung.
It really, really did. I know, and I don't ever question Schnitt at all.
It's okay to question him.
But I'll question him on this one.
It's okay to question him today.
Get Charlie out.
You have to.
You got to get Charlie out the game.
Yeah.
And then I don't know because I can't pull up the damn cut sheet. But, Schnitt said we were teetering on disaster. We're teetering on disaster.
And yeah, we flirted with disaster the whole game.
We flirted with disaster the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you didn't pull him when you needed to pull him.
Yeah, and Snit said the truth afterwards, which is I didn't know he was going to hit a home run.
Of course.
If I would have known he would have hit a home run, I would have pulled him. But yeah. At the same time, Charlie gives up a couple singles to start the inning. He's
that's
over 100 pitches.
That's usually when it goes bad for Charlie.
It's the third time through the lineup, yeah. Which we all know what that means
right.
for starting pitchers in baseball
yeah.
these days. And I know Charlie had struck him out the first couple times, but this is the thing. As much as we love Brian Snitker, one of the Achilles heels that he has
too much
is
trust.
So much trust in veterans.
Yes.
He will let Charlie Morton ride till the wheels fall off, or guys like that,
yeah.
to the detriment of the team at times. Now, I will say this. This is also something that Snit has done every year since he's been here, and this is the way that they've handled not only veteran pitchers but the bullpen, because I know people weren't very happy that Grant Holmes was in there in that situation either. Like, maybe you go to a slightly more proven bullpen guy. They treat games in late August the way that they treat games in mid-April. They just kind of have the same script
yep.
until it comes playoff time. Now, maybe you disagree with that, and that's fine. They could treat this Philly series with a little bit more attention. They could treat it like a little bit more urgent.
Right.
But they don't, and they didn't, and they haven't. That's something that they've been very consistent with in the Brian Snitker, Alex Anthopoulos era, is like they're conscious of innings pitched from bullpen guys. I don't know. I mean, it sucks because you were up 4-0 in that game late in the game last night, and then you just kind of saw it slipping away, and it felt very like Phillies Braves playoffs the last couple of years.
Yeah, man.
It's like, oh, daddy's home.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then, I mean, Matt Olson was great. That first home run, goodness gracious.
Oh, my God.
When he gets one,
dude,
he gets it. And
majestic.
Yeah, but I was, and it's crazy because every now and then I was just sitting down like, damn, I wish Ronald Acuña was playing. I miss watching him play baseball.
Me too.
I miss watching that guy play baseball. And it brought it up even more because that was the longest home run since Ronald Acuña hit one back in, I think it was back in May, I think it was. And so I was like, damn, miss him again.
This time of year always, when, and it sucks to say
yeah.
always because it's happened a couple times now too, but when guys start setting records
yeah.
too, like Ellie De La Cruz is
yeah.
doing some stuff.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Yes. Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Tough, and obviously Shohei.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
He was going to go through the Schwarber. You know, if I know he's going to hit a homer, I'd probably take him out. I don't have that luxury. And he's a good matchup for me right there. I like Charlie's breaking ball on him. And then, you know, he popped him up and then wind blew it out.
Yeah.
No, ain't no wind blow that out, Snit.
Yeah, I mean, the wind helped it, but I mean, he hit it pretty hard, man. Like, yeah, Brandon Marsh got that one pretty good. I don't know, maybe it doesn't get out with the wind, but I don't know. It would have been close either way. But, yeah, Snit didn't love the line of questioning after the game because he didn't love the way the game went.
No.
Understandably, he's frustrated. It's a big game yesterday for the Braves. It had an opportunity to beat the Phillies. They're up 4-0 in the sixth inning. And then, unfortunately, Phillies hit a 3-run homer in the sixth. And a 2-run homer in the seventh.
Yep.
The Braves couldn't add any back, and they lose the game. So they go from being what could have been down just 4 games in the division to now back up to 6 games
yep.
in the division. So now you gotta win 2 out of 3 just to split the series. Hopefully you can win the next 3 games, but it's a big ask after having that one. Felt close
it felt
to not
like
in hand,
it,
but it felt like you had that one. to let it get away. So tough one. Tough game one up there in Philly yesterday.
It sucks, man. I mean, they played well enough. Obviously they played well enough to win. Yep. But I mean, you just didn't want to come down like that. Like I said, I don't think it's the worst loss ever, but that was stunk yesterday watching them lose the game the way they lost it. And, yeah, I mean, you still have that opportunity. Damn, Mets won yesterday, didn't
they? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the Mets won yesterday.
They're closing that gap,
too. And so you just got to – you just got to continue to battle through this series. I mean, this is a big series. We know I think Sunday night's going to be a national televised game. Is any of these games this weekend going to be on any funny channels?
I don't
like
think
Apple TV
so.
Or nothing?
No, I think okay. I think you got normal. Saturday's Fox.
Big Fox.
ESPN. Big Fox.
It's on Big Fox?
Yeah.
For college football? Local, okay. 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 But, yeah.
Ronaldo Lopez versus Ranger Suarez tonight.
God.
Yeah, no. You got Ranger Suarez, Zach Wheeler, and Aaron Nola the next 3 days. So it would have been really nice,
to get
last night.
They had him shook, too.
Yeah. Ronaldo Lopez versus Ranger Suarez tonight. Max Fried versus Zach Wheeler tomorrow.
I hate all the Phillies players.
Every single one of them?
Except Bryce Harper. I like my big Bryce Harper.
That's funny because that's the guy most people hate.
Yeah, I'm a big Bryce Harper guy. Everybody else I hate.
I don't mind Schwarber. Kind of like
I like Schwarber. I like
kind of like a chubby leadoff guy.
I like that guy. You know, I mean, a guy who had the bad ACL. Remember the year the Cubs won the World Series.
Yeah, don't like Marsh. He's got gross hair.
He's
from Atlanta, so if his folks are listening, sorry, but tell him to wash his hair, cut it. It's gross.
No, that's his look right there, dog.
It's very gross.
That's his look.
It's not a good look.
I mean, think about
if your look is being gross, you should get a different
smell
look.
It.
No, that's true.
Ugh, that was the worst. I had a partner who just didn't want to wash his hair. I mean,
what was he going for?
I don't know. He had the dreads, right? But I mean, you wear a helmet all through camp and everything, and you don't wash your hair. Hair smelled like some dusty ass mop water. It was just like pig pen walking behind him, just musty dreads.
He played football.
Yeah,
professional football.
No.
Oh, college football still.
Yeah,
it's hot in Georgia.
It's hot as hell in Georgia.
Practicing football.
Wash your
with
damn
a helmet
hair.
On. Wow, that's wild.
Wash your hair, man.
Yeah,
just
wash
nasty.
Your hair. Wash all parts.
Yeah, bad hygiene.
Wash all parts. Okay.
Yeah.
Just be safe.
You know I'm big on hygiene.
Oh, me too.
Yeah,
big hygiene guy.
It's
a 2-shower a day time of year now.
But see, that's the thing about I don't go outside but once a day, maybe twice.
Well, not out here.
Yeah, I don't go outside, but I'm outside more and more now than I ever am because I've been outside in the warm and everything.
But
and
also, we're in the middle of East Lake Golf Course.
Yes.
Like I showered this morning.
Yes.
Be out here all day. Drive to North Carolina tonight. Probably get a shower tonight before bed. It's going to be a big day. There's a lot going on today. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, hopefully the Braves can beat the Phillies in game two tonight. Let's hear a highlight from the college football game last night. Colorado hangs on.
It's like a fire drill out there right now. Shotgun snap taken by Shadur. Throws it right side. Travis Hunter reaches up. Makes a spectacular grab. Touchdown. Touchdown, Colorado. He's an alien. He's a freak. He's a mutant. He's the best player in college football. And the Buffaloes take a 10-point lead, 30-20, in the right front corner of the end zone.
Courtesy of the Colorado Radio Network. If you were watching ESPN last night, it was very – Mark Jones was enjoying the good Colorado plays as well.
I like Mark Jones a lot, man. I like Mark Jones. But I think that –
that makes one of us.
Yeah, I like Mark. But
I'm sure he's a nice guy.
I think that, you know, that catch was awesome.
The third touchdown was insane.
The second one, I mean, you catch a hitch and then just giddy up.
Yeah, the first one, just one missed tackle and he's to the house.
And you giddy up. I mean, that dude put on an absolute show yesterday, offensively and defensively, played well defensively. Shadur was great. I don't think it should have been that close because of the two boneheaded mistakes that Colorado gave away on third down.
Yep.
They still can't stop the run, but I think that when you talk about making adjustments, second half, they were able to shut down a little bit the interior runs and make them try to bounce a little bit, talking about Colorado defensively. But the main thing was they came out and drove the football. They had multiple play drives. I know they want to hit quick and all those different things because that damn horn's a bad little somebody, number five
yes.
or one or whatever the number.
Yes.
That's a bad little man too.
Yeah.
And he should have had another touchdown. Shadur missed him on cover two.
Yeah.
Cover two wide open. Hey, you put it on him. He's walking in the end zone.
Yeah, Shadur and Travis, obviously incredible. Number five, number 10, also a pretty good player.
Yes.
So they got some.
They got skill, though.
They got some juice on offense.
Skill.
The offensive line doesn't make me feel super good if I'm Shedeur Sanders. Like, still seems like he's probably going to get beat up quite a bit this year.
This is those things.
And then that defense, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how good North Dakota State is compared to teams that they're going to be playing in the Big 12. But they look a little bit more complete than they did last year.
Yeah.
But they at home, it took till the last second to beat North Dakota State by less than a touchdown. So we'll see.
That's the thing where you got to Linehan and they got to get out of their wannabe five wides. If you got to add an edge protector, you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to add an extra protector because they can't hold up. And he can't. I mean, this team.
They can't.
Shedeur is a tough somebody because he got hit. He got hit on quick game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you're getting your quarterback blasted on a quick game, you got some issues. You got a lot of issues. But they won the game. Don't schedule one of the Dakotas on the first game. All right, just don't schedule one. Don't schedule
them. Yeah, there's just teams you don't want to see on your schedule in September.
Yes.
If you're kind of a shaky Power 5 Power 4 team, you don't want to see the Dakotas. You don't want to see App State.
Yes.
You don't want to see these guys.
Yeah.
Because they're going to come into your house, and they're going to give you a run for your money. And they're going to take their money, too.
Yeah.
They're going to take the money you paid them to come play that game.
And scare the hell out of you.
They're going to scare the hell out of you. Yeah, no, that's exactly what they're going to do. But fun way to start week one last night. I know you had North Carolina, Minnesota as well. That game was hideous. I tuned in back and forth on that one. Just a hideous football game,
man,
between Minnesota and North Carolina. I guess losing Drake now. I know Max Johnson got hurt last night, too, the quarterback for North Carolina.
Was he playing good before he got hurt?
Not really.
I know he had a nice touchdown run earlier on the game and put him up. But
they lost. North Carolina lost a lot of guys from last season.
They
still have that running back, Omarion Hampton, but other than that.
It's gonna be a long year for Mac. This might be Mac's last year up there, Coach Mac.
Why? Just to call it quits?
Yeah, just like, you know what? All right, enough. Enough is enough. I've done enough. We've done enough. Baby, let's go back to our house in Austin and just chill out. They probably live in Austin. He probably lives in Chapel Hill. Because they did him so dirty down there.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where he lives, but if he wants to retire, probably a good time to do it. Or not. Just hang out in North Carolina and coach the Tar Heels forever and have fun doing so. What else? A lot of fun games tomorrow.
Yes.
Obviously, we're going to spend quite a bit of time talking about week one in college football. Roddy Nabalsi is going to join us in about 15 minutes from UGASports.com every Friday during college football season at 11:40. Get his perspective on what to expect from Georgia. Obviously, the big question still remaining as the Vegas betting line continues to get smaller and smaller is whether or not Trevor Etienne is going to play in the football game.
I have a question.
Seems like no.
I have a question about these lines. Like, they look at him with that big an impact that the line move?
I don't know if that's what's moving the line, but something is.
Right.
I mean, there's certain players that will do that. Like, if a quarterback gets hurt or a big-time player.
Yeah, I understand. A player that has not played for this team.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't know. Think about the Georgia offense. He's the what most important player. He's not the most important player because Carson Beck is.
Yeah.
But he might be the second most important player.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, I understand that. And, again, I don't worry about the money line and everything. Georgia's going to win because I think Georgia's better than Clemson. But we got – I mean, this guy that's a signal caller, right, number 15, he's going to be, like, one top player in the country.
Supposed to be,
All-American,
yeah.
All of that stuff, right?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Yeah, like, so for the narrative to be so focused on, I don't know about the wide receivers.
Yeah.
And, man – you know, he had an injury at running back, and Etienne might not play. So, I mean, no, obviously not so what, because he's an important player. But so what?
Yeah.
Carson Beck's supposed to be a Heisman Trophy candidate.
Exactly.
With a great offensive line.
Exactly.
Like, if he is that,
then
so what?
So what? Exactly.
Also, Clemson has a pretty banged up secondary, and they're not what they used to
be.
Clemson's all right. Georgia's damn Georgia.
Yeah,
they're the number one team in the country.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, and that's why when we were talking and Abe was like, well, the Lions moved. And I'm like, okay, so?
It just has. And I don't know why.
I'm like, because Trevor Etienne, anyway, we got that dude that wears number 15.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be the All-American
person. Now, do you feel that way about that dude that wears number 15?
Yes.
You do?
Okay. Yes. I do.
Okay.
I do. You remember 2 years ago? I said, Carson Beck ain't going to be the damn quarterback in Georgia. No, I'm a believer in this man's skill set.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we got that guy. And so, yeah, I'm not worried about that. But, I don't think he can play. I said that on Monday or Tuesday, whenever we start talking about it. I just had a feeling that he wasn't going to play. And, obviously, Roddy, he hasn't hit. We'll try to get what he's hearing because, you know, that's what Roddy.
Well, Roddy knows.
Yeah, Roddy knows.
It's just a matter of whether or not he's willing to tell us.
But
We'll tell him. We'll subscribe to the paywall. We'll sign up for UGASports.com if he tells us.
Okay.
How about that?
All right.
They're always offering good deals over there to start the season.
One of our fellow friends, AT, just hit me. Tulane won also yesterday.
Oh, good to hear.
52-0. Tulane won.
Good to hear, AT. Who'd they play?
I don't know. But they won 52-0.
Good.
You know, their uniforms look good.
Oh, yeah. I love Tulane's uniforms.
Love you, Tulane's uniforms.
Arkansas scored 10 million points yesterday, man, against Arkansas Pine Bluff. That transfer quarterback from Boise State looked pretty good.
Yeah, I saw that UCF ran for like 1,700 yards yesterday.
All right.
And so the Gus Bus got that thing rolling down there now.
Yeah.
Until they actually play somebody.
You got the Gus Bus down there. And again, Petrino, first game, they scored 10 touchdowns.
Yeah, boy, that's what. Like,
against Arkansas Pine Bluff.
But is that where they're like, okay, because they're not, if something goes awry, if something goes just completely wrong in Arkansas, they're not going to hire him. The Arkansas people, I don't know a lot of Arkansas people. All I know is gangbangers in Arkansas. But I'm just telling you right now. They know where the hell them folks let that man come back and be their head coach again.
Yes.
They will go and find, they'll let a quality control guy be the head coach.
I don't know.
Let that man come back.
I don't know.
Head coach.
I'm just not sure. The fact that he can even be on staff blows my mind.
Yes.
There's just certain things in sports that you thought you'd never see again. And Bobby Petrino on the sideline of an Arkansas game coaching Arkansas is one of them. But he is.
That young lady still work? No, she got.
He brought her with her probably. I don't know.
No, I probably.
I don't know what she's doing. Yeah, Arkansas won 70-0 yesterday. 70-0 over Arkansas Pine Bluff yesterday. That's what a lot of these lines look like week one as well, by the way. Oh.
Yes, always getting gifts.
Tulane beat Southeast Louisiana.
My man Cameron came and brought us gifts, man.
Whoa, look at that.
Always lovely. Appreciate you, brother.
It's very nice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Look at that.
Yeah.
They take care of us.
Yeah,
you go.
That's the dude right there. That's
take
the guy
care
there.
Of us
yeah,
over
man.
Here.
Takes care of the tab, too.
52-0 over Southeast Louisiana. So congratulations
on that. Right.
Tech takes on Georgia State tomorrow night. First home game at Bobby Dodd. Looking to go to 2-0. First time they'd be 2-0 since 2015
really?
Or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, that's a long time to be a Power 5 school and not be 2-0 for a decade.
Yeah,
but they probably will be tomorrow night.
I think they should win this football game. Dale McGee, it's just, you know, they don't have the horses to deal with them. And I think if you're Tech, you want to get this done early because, you know, you want to be able to get some of your big horses off the field, like get you some young guys, some depth players to get an opportunity to go and play in a college football game. But I think that's just going to be the biggest thing is this Tech. I don't think it'll be a fall off or anything like that, Bunk. Like Georgia State's going to be threatening or something like that. I don't see that. But I do see it from the fact where I'll learn more about Tech this game if they just come out and just kick them in the mouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
you know
absolutely. I think everything that Brent Key came on and said to us on Wednesday will be evident in the first quarter. If everything that he wants it to be in the first quarter is physical and they're still running the ball and they come out no letdown whatsoever, they could very well be up 14-3, 21-3, something like that early in that ball game. If they let down off that huge win in Ireland over Florida State, then who knows? Maybe it's a close one. But obviously we'll be keeping an eye on that one. We're broadcasting live from the Tour Championship, by the way, where Scottie Scheffler has a 7-stroke lead.
Boo!
Started the tournament with a 2-stroke lead.
He can play.
Why are you booing Scottie?
Because I don't like the rules.
Oh, yeah, the rules
are good. If he just shoots par for the next 2 days? He probably should win, right? Even par.
Morikawa will probably come and get him.
You think so? Okay.
Schauffele probably come and get him.
Because Morikawa's 9 and Schauffele's 9.
Yeah, he's 7 up on these guys. But again, he shot 6 under yesterday.
Right.
He's not gonna shoot even for the rest of the thing.
No.
If he shoots like 2 or 3 under per day.
Yeah.
Which he can cruise to doing.
Right.
He's gonna win the tournament by 5 or 6 strokes. Like it should be a very easy back 9 walk.
He shouldn't
for Scottie Scheffler unless he blows.
Unless he blows,
which he did 2 years ago against Rory.
Yeah.
So.
Rory.
Yeah. Yeah, no one else.
Who was the guy we saw yesterday? Go Dogs, baby. Who was the guy we saw yesterday that was, you said a Georgia guy when we were waiting on the show?
Oh, Straka.
Straka.
Sep
okay.
Straka.
Straka. Now, he's the one that hit it and knew he hit it bad, right?
He hit it very bad. I believe Russell Henley is also a Georgia guy. He's
right.
in this tournament.
All right.
Any other Georgia guys? You got Straka. And I think that's it.
Okay.
I think that's it. There's been a lot of Georgia representation in the last couple of years.
Do we have any national championships over there?
Probably. Maybe.
Billy
Horschel's a Florida guy. He's in last place, so that'll make you happy. Last place gets $600,000 at this tournament. All right.
Thanks.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. I love you, too. Thank you for saying that. We'll come back, and Roddy DeBalsi is going to join us to talk some Georgia football. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What you gonna do is good music and G-Unit.
Yeah.
Thanks. Low soul.
Ladies and gentlemen. You know they mad cause I'm hood rich.
All right. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Fridays at 11:40. The day before Georgia games, or on bye weeks, once football season has started. That means Roddy DeBalsi joins us from UGASports.com. Roddy picks his own walk-up music, always related to the football game. Roddy, how are you?
I'm doing fine, guys. Doing fine. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Always great to hear your voice. That means it's football season. How are you?
I'm good, man. Just glad the season's finally here. It's 9 months of talking, and then like Michael Williams said, he's ready to hit somebody. I'm ready to see somebody get hit.
Hey, Rod,
I mean, watching all these other teams play, man, it's killing me.
Rod, when we talk about this Bulldog team, is this going to be for the first time, this is an offense-driven football team that Kirby has this year?
I mean, yeah, I'm with you there saying it's kind of tough to say that it's, the first time, but yeah, it really is. I mean, you've had those dominant defenses. If you look back at that 2021 team that played Clemson, and I got to take it on the chin, when Georgia played Clemson up in Charlotte, everybody had Clemson winning. I thought they would too, but I said after that, I said, look, as the season progresses, Georgia's just going to get better and better. And yeah, hey, to go out and win a national title and make me look like an idiot, great. I love it. It's great for the site. UGA Sports loved it. But it's the what a difference it does. I mean, you look at all those guys in the 2021 and 2022 team on the defense that went to the NFL, all those first rounders. I mean, everybody pretty much on that defense played in the league. It's not the same this year. You've got some really great players. Your inside linebackers are going to be in the league. Some of your cornerbacks are going to be in there. But where's those dominant defensive front guys? Where's that Devontae Wyatt, that Jalen Carter? It's just not there. There's not a Jordan Davis. I mean, heck, even your good guys are kind of banged up. Warren Brinson's, nursing an Achilles issue. Jordan Hall's out for some time. I mean, this is not that same linebackers, secondary. Georgia is loaded. But, your defensive front, which is where this league has won, is not as good. So, yeah, it is going to be the offense. Carson Beck has a plethora of options to throw to, even though you'll probably be without a couple running backs and without, you lost Ra-Ra in the offseason. But he's got so many other options. Even though Ladd McConkey and Brock Bowers are in the NFL, you're thinking, how are you going to replace that? They are going to replace it. It's just mind-boggling to think that this is going to be a high-scoring offense that will carry the defense. And you're like, is this a Kirby Smart team? That just sounds wrong.
Let's talk about those running backs that aren't going to play. We know Roderick Robinson's not going to play because he's hurt. Trevor Etienne is healthy, but sounds more and more and more like as we get closer to the game that I know you know. Can you tell us for sure whether or not he's going to play tomorrow?
I have told the readers at UGA Sports that I do not expect him to play.
Okay.
But I have not put that into a story on the front page saying, hey, he is out for the game, mainly because in the olden days, back when Randy was there.
See, I knew you were going to say that, man. I'm not old. I'm seasoned.
Back before the days of the internet and fire, when Randy was there, there was the arrest in the off season was an automatic suspension. It did not matter what the resolution of the case was.
Right.
And, a lot of people said, well, that's not really fair. If you get arrested and the case is thrown out or they were wrong, you still got to miss part of a game. And I can name some very good guys who got arrested on very sketchy stuff. And, they missed 10% of the season. That was the point. It's the deterrent factor. You lose 10% no matter what, don't be in that situation. A few years ago, they changed up the student athlete handbook. And now the athletic director has some sway. He has some wiggle room in how they apply the rules, and there can be extenuating circumstances, and that's why we can't say for 100% certain that Trevor Etienne will be out, because they could say, look, these charges were dropped, with this plea deal, and therefore it's no longer a DUI, and therefore he can play. But I'm not expecting him to. I think Kirby has told all those guys, don't screw up. We've had way too many screw-ups, and I think you're going to see him put the hammer down on against Clemson, saying, look, you messed up in the summer. You knew the rules. You weren't supposed to do it, and you know there are consequences to that.
Rod, what about this deep? I'm going to go back to the defense, and you're talking about the defensive front. Where is the depth? The most, you know, I mean, when we talk about interior, guys are being banged up, rotation, all those things. But is the depth there? They just might not have the experience yet, or is it just it's really thin right there in the middle of that defensive line?
Oh, you go look at the interior, and you watch them practicing. You're like, this is a national championship squad. I mean, you've got 300 pounders across the board. These guys look ripped. I mean, for, you know, 6'4", 320 guy, as ripped as you can be, they look fantastic on the hoof, but how many of them have played? And I'm telling you, keep an eye on 52, Christian Miller. That kid, I mean, Nazir Stackhouse, everybody knows, he's going to do his thing, but I'm thinking that 52, he's so light on his feet, that could be the guy. But after a couple of them, you know, you just, everybody's young. You know, Jamal Jarrett's running third string. I mean, he could be fantastic, but how many games has he been into? You know, Jordan Hall was supposed to be the, I don't want to say savior, but he was supposed to be the next big star. He's out. Tyrion Mingler and Dawkins had a great scrimmage. I mean, the first string offensive line was having trouble with him, and that bodes well for Georgia's defense. That TID was really kicking butt, but at the same time, he's been kind of banged up a little bit. So they're just in, you know, in the, you know, that zero technique, 1-3. You know, the three eye guys, they're just not deep. But again, like I said with Clemson, you know, 3 years ago, Georgia's defense is only going to get better as the season progresses. Mm-hmm.
Roddy Nabalsi joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, UGA Sports, getting ready for Georgia and Clemson tomorrow at noon, right here in Atlanta, by the way. Doesn't this kind of stack itself up as a – everybody already knows who Carson Beck is, but he can really start to get that name even in brighter lights with the way that he plays this year. Starting running backs out, Bowers and McConkey gone, you're playing Clemson, a ranked team, noon, kickoff game, all that kind of stuff. Doesn't this feel like a Carson Beck kind of get-on-my-back type game?
Absolutely, you're going to need that. And his job is going to be to distribute the ball. Remember, when he would get in trouble last year, he could always look for 19. Yep. He could always look for 84. He could look for number one. Marcus Rosemary Jackson doesn't get as much credit as he deserves. Now, who's his guy now? He was developing a great relationship with Ra-Ra Thomas. Ra-Ra's gone. So when people know that, the people who do the Heisman voting, the people who follow it know that you have eight guys taken in the NFL draft. If Carson Beck goes out there and, you know, sees a delayed blitz, and he gets out of it, hits the hot route, and all of a sudden, Nate Frazier, freshman's taken to the house. He'll get credit for those decisions. He'll get credit for running this offense. They'll know that it wasn't the success of having a, you know, Georgia's second best tight end in the history of the game, you know, Brock Bowers, and they're one of their top wide receivers.
What a guy.
You know,
what a guy.
You know, so it's hey, if you can put up 41 points. You know, I mean, 42 points on this, or heck, you can put 31 on a Clemson team that's ranked, you know, in the top 25. That, I won't say it's the anointing of Carson Beck, but he has received a ton of off-season hype, attention, and a lot of people will feel justified. In other words, all the prognosticators and columnists who predicted him to be, you know, one of the top guys in the league, they will pound their chest saying, I told you so, I told you so. But the flip side is, if he struggles, they love to tear you down.
Yes, they do. Hey, Rod, how do you think this game plays out? Because of the stuff you told us about the depth and all those different things, who's not going to play, and how these games sometimes, how Kirby coaches them, slow start, maybe, you know, playing ball control. How do you think this game plays out, how UGA is currently constructed with the loss of some of their players?
I think Georgia has to go to the air. The defensive front for Clemson is really good.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on Peter Woods. He's number 11. Georgia was after him. He's really talented. He wasn't a starter last year, but every time he got in, he just created havoc. And, you know, that's strength on strength. Their defensive line against Georgia's offensive line. You know, that's a win-win. But then their secondary is not as good. Georgia's got some very good wide receivers. The guy that has caught the most touchdown passes for Georgia it's Arian Smith. So
that's got to catch it, Roddy.
Yeah, I'm just saying that guy's got six touchdowns. Nobody else has six for Georgia. So you start throwing to him. Dylan Bell, this could be the Dylan Bell's coming, coming out party. He was great last year, but that could be a monster. So I think they go to the air. And then all of a sudden, if you have to make it so that Phil Maffa and Cade Klubnik have to go to you're basically, if they're trying to play catch-up, George, that makes them one-dimensional. Georgia's defense is able to tee off on that. And, yes, you lost three defensive backs to the NFL. That's tough for anybody to replace. But by the end of the season, Georgia's secondary is going to be better than it was last year. So it's going to be a I think it could be an air battle, and for Georgia just going to the air and taking away that, taking away the run for Clemson and made them try to beat you the same way.
Just from a perception standpoint, things have changed drastically for these two programs from the last time they played in 2021. Like, Georgia was a very good program. Now they're the premier program in college football. Clemson, not where they were in 2021. Where are they? Like, how do you view Clemson as a program right now as this season is about to get underway?
Well, you view Clemson like you view Georgia under Mark Rick. Really good. Top 10. Can't get over the hump. Very close. If the ball bounces one way, then, hey, they're right back in it, but they just haven't had it. So you don't want to dismiss Clemson. I think the line being 13.5 is kind of crazy. I know it's changed a bit here. It's dropped recently, but I'm like, that's a lot of disrespect for a really good football team, especially in the first week when we don't know a whole lot about these guys. But, I mean, Georgia can go out and win by 20, and would anybody be surprised? But they're a top 20 team, but there's a huge difference between being 12, 14, and being 2 or 4 or being 1.
Right.
I mean, it sounds like, hey, it's only 10 spots away, but that is night and day. And, again, Mark Richt had many, many years. You know, I love him. He's a great guy. Just couldn't quite get there because, I mean, perennial top 10 finishes, but top 10 versus number 1, that is a cliff. That is a gulf. That's a long way apart. So Clemson could get back there, but then that's the thing. If they beat Georgia, then they take a huge step. Georgia's expected to win. Clemson's not. But, man, if they knock off Georgia, the number one team in the nation, what that does for their recruiting, what that does for the narrative, what that does for Tyler from Spartanburg, it just it changes everything. So they want this game a lot more than probably Georgia. But I wouldn't put it, they need this game more. But Georgia's going to say, look, we are the number one. We were hosed last year. You know, you dropped us to 6 when, you know, for the one postseason loss we had, not a regular season loss like everybody else did. And we've got something to prove. So they may go out there and just seal club the Tigers because they got something to – they got a chip on their shoulder.
Roddy, we appreciate it.
Appreciate you so much, brother.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Roddy Nabalsi there, UGASports.com, every Friday at 11:40, talking Georgia football. Yeah, he's right. Clemson wins, they might let Tyler call in on Monday.
They might.
Dabo might open the lines back up. He's like, you know what, on second thought. You know,
and Tyler, you make sure Tyler's number one. I'll tell you this, Andy. You said that the midday shows, we are a Friday crowd.
We're a Friday crowd.
Boy, I tell you what, the Friday ladies golf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
Yeah, respectfully, yeah. That's all I'll say.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, everybody's doing good.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's doing good.
Yeah.
I wore my Eastlake T-shirt today.
Did you buy that here?
No. Well, I did a couple years ago when we were here.
Oh, okay.
But I just – because I didn't want – because yesterday you said that you felt like you didn't fit in.
So you wore a T-shirt for me?
I wanted you to feel as comfortable as possible.
Yeah, man. You know, I got my Chubbs shirt on today,
That's
man.
That's such a good
shirt. Because usually I'm always Caddyshack.
Yeah, yeah.
So this year I was like, you know what, let me flip it up a little bit.
Yeah, and rest in peace to Carl Weathers
and everything. Now, the only thing is black. So I'm rocking the black on black today. And that walk was longer than usual. And I messed up this morning because I took my shower this morning and I put lotion on.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
That's just fuel to the fire on a day like today.
That ain't nothing but damn lighter fluid.
You're just you're packing the sweat in.
That ain't nothing but I ain't nothing but put lighter fluid on myself.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. The Brandon Ayuk saga came to an end.
Whatever.
It's over.
Whatever.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. What were we waiting for?
I don't know.
All right. Well, he got his money, so that's good. We'll come back and tell you everything else that happened in the NFL over the last 24 hours. Thanks for being with us as we broadcast live from the Tito's Stillhouse on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob
jobs. Dare to compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.